As we have heard from many distinguished delegates from states, international organizations, and NGOs, are that we seek complete nuclear disarmament in a transparent, irreversible, and verifiable manner. We are particularly alarmed by recent rhetoric threatening the use of nuclear weapons. In this regard, we have 4 points. One, we have observed that the continued lack of progress on nuclear disarmament further deepens distrust. It reinforces perceptions that nuclear weapon states are fundamentally unwilling to disarm, unwilling to implement their commitments under Article 6 of the Treaty and the 2010 Action Plan. Two, the extension of the New START until 2026 was a positive step, but we regret that one party has rejected an offer to reopen talks on compliance earlier this year. Singapore strongly encourages both parties to resume dialogue and for the other nuclear weapon states to commit to further reductions of their nuclear arsenals. Three, the long-standing impasse at the Conference on Disarmament and on the commencement of negotiations on key initiatives such as the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty, these need to be resolved. Four, on the CTBT as an important tool to advance disarmament and non-proliferation, it is all the more important that all states parties support the work of the CTBT organization, given troubling signs of backsliding as seen by the recent rescinding of ratification by one state. To conclude on a positive note, Singapore recognizes the important work done by CTBT organization Executive Secretary Robert Floyd in securing ratifications of the treaty during his first term. We stand ready to support the work of Executive Secretary Floyd and his team to continue the work towards the entry into force of the CTBT. Thank you, Chair.